Well, now to that Trump controversy. Donald Trump said yesterday that if abortion is banned in the U.S., women who get abortions should be punished. Here he is talking to Chris Matthews on MSNBC.
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah, there has to be some form.
Trump later walked back those comments. Joining us now is Leslie Regan, professor of history, women's studies, and law at the University of Illinois. And Leslie Regan, were women ever punished for receiving abortions, as Trump suggested that they should be?
Yes, they were. This really is a misunderstanding to think that women were not punished for having abortions when it was illegal. In fact, the laws, the way they were written, always included both providers, people who performed abortions, people who gave information about abortions, and the women who had them were all included under the criminal abortion laws as those who could be prosecuted, arrested, and fined or jailed.
So when did it become heresy for opponents of abortion to suggest that women should be prosecuted if they have an abortion? Because that's yesterday after Trump's comments, everybody came out and said, oh, no, we don't want to punish the woman. We only want to punish the doctor.
Well, I mean, this takes us into politics. I think that's politically convenient. The people who are saying that, they realize that's getting them into hot water politically with their voters.
But do you believe that if there was a poll that was done right now among people who are against abortion, that they would be in favor of punishing the woman who has the abortion?
It depends how you define punishment, right? So let me say, when I did my research on the history of abortion and how the laws were enforced, what I found and what I is that women were punished. Not many go to jail, but I would argue that they were indeed punished by the state, by the law, by police and prosecutors, even if they did not go to jail. If the state and the press even name women as they had illicit sex and that they had abortion, which was stigmatized and illegal, and if their names are in the paper, that constituted punishment socially. The boyfriends who get named as helping them for having abortions in the 1910s, 20s, 30s, they were in fact arrested and prosecuted and jailed. In addition, I found that by the 30s, 1930s, 1940s, 50s, 60s, police and prosecutors were deliberately raiding the clinics of illegal abortionists. But they were deliberately going in when there was an abortion in process in order to capture women during the abortion and collect them and then force them to testify in court against the abortion provider. Those women, as far as they understood, were arrested, and they were threatened by the prosecutor with being prosecuted and jailed themselves with illegal abortions. They didn't necessarily go through with that, but they used it as a tool to force them to testify against the abortion provider. I think there really is this false distinction about somehow women were protected. They were not being protected. They actually were being pursued by the law.
That's Leslie Regan, a professor of history and women's studies and law at the University of Illinois, Urbana-Champaign. Professor, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.